Miss Emily will be hosting the night with feature performances from Clara Smallman, Julia Finnegan, Kyra Daniel, and Savannah Shea. Stay for the fireside chat exploring songwriting, creativity, and the challenges of navigating the music industry as underrepresented voices, as well as a showcase of women-led businesses in the Kingston community. It's sure to be the event of the season. Doors are at 7 p.m., and tickets can be found at ticketscene.ca.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music.
What the?
Where did you record this?
See, that's the type of...
It just makes me want to... That's my boy! Yeah!
Things I Will Keep, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. on 101.9 FM. Things that
I will keep. I have been advised to listen to this record.
Listening to CFRC 101.9 FM broadcast from Lower Brothers Hall, Queen's University Campus, Kingston, Ontario, Canada, Anishinaabe, Haudenosaunee Territory, Turtle Island. And yep, I am not live. I messed up my ankle right before last week's show. Stuck it out a little bit, but then had to go home. And I am still a little hobbled up. Be careful out there. But I do have some music for you on this evening, including some new music. Richard Dawson, one of Newcastle upon Tyne's finest musicians, he is out with his new album, The End of the Middle. The Question is the name of this track. Gonna follow that up with the new Perfume Genius single featuring Aldous Harding. It's called No Front Teeth. And then finally, Horse Girl, from this amazing new album of theirs, Phonetics. This one's called In Twos. All right, hope you had a good Valentine's Day, at least. Yeah, hope Slow Dance was amazing, and hope you enjoyed these new tracks right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Who knows what will happen?
Thank you.
Marshall Railway uniform, carrying under one arm his blinking severed hand, the grey lips opening, closing, and the question they were posing was, where are you going? Where are you going? Thank you.
to the floor and I grin just a little. It's in the palm of my hand. I feel something. My entire life. It's fine.
That was new stuff from Richard Dawson, Perfume Genius, and then Horse Girl was the last one there. Got more new stuff for you, and this one definitely kicks it up a notch. Especially this first one here from Guelph's Bonnie Trash. Huge shout out to Sarah and Emma, the twins at the head of this band. Their awesome high school band, Red Rosary, did the dignity of lowering themselves to play with my high school band. We actually organized a bunch of shows, shared the stage a bunch, and it was always such a pleasure to see them play. And they have kept with it, gotten even better. And yeah, now they're with Bonnie Trash, released on Telephone Explosion Records, I do believe. And yeah, like a real band on a real record label. Like, I'm so proud of them. And this new song called Hellmouth is sounding great. Like, this song just chugs along so well. After that, a great sounding band I have not heard of before called Rabbit Skirt. This song, Wrong Planet, also sounding amazing. And then good old Pup, had the opportunity to interview these guys twice, and they're lovely both times. Brand new track from them called Hallways. All right, let's get it. CFRC 101.9 FM.
took me a while to let it sink in.
Welcome back. That was new Bonnie Trash off of Hand Drawn Dracula Records. I mean, Shatters to Telephone Explosion, but Bonnie Trash getting released off of Hand Drawn Dracula Records. Check that new single out, Hellmouth. Sounded amazing. Also sounded great. Rabbit Skirt and Pup, new music there. All right. Happy Black History Month. No shortage of amazing music to play, including from what I have heard called the only truly American art form, that being jazz. And whether that's true or not, I think it is definitely true that it is an unmistakably Black art form, and therefore it's important to think about it during Black History Month. So here are some relatively lesser known jazz artists, starting with Canadian Cedric Noël. I don't think he would necessarily call his stuff jazz music, nor would jazz purists perhaps, but I think we can agree it's jazz adjacent, and this new stuff from his album Guides, I think, will be great to open this set before the Chara arrives, and then the title track Guides. And then after that, someone who really did face a lot of obstacles during her short career. Dorothy Ashby died when she was 52, died in 1986, but not before releasing a whole bunch of amazing jazz harp music. And as a black woman playing the jazz harp, she faced a lot of obstacles that she was very aware of during her career and worked to surmount. And I think she did so very successfully, as you will hear with the first one here is her rendition of the American songbook classic Moonlight in Vermont. And then after that, Rashawn Roland Kirk, notable for sometimes playing two reeded instruments, like, you know, two saxophones or even three at the same time. Just amazing. You can look up live footage of that. This is the first track off of his album, In the Inflated Tear. It's called Black and Crazy Blues. And then after that, yeah, going on to a Kamasi Washington, recent jazz saxophonist, with Andre 3000. Andre 3000, you might know him from Outkast, but he is not going to be rapping or producing here. He might be producing, but he is playing the flute. He's playing the flute, and this song here is called Dream State from Kamasi Washington's most recent album. And then we're going to head back to Dorothy Ashby with a more up-tempo number called Action Line on that amazing jazz harp. But first, here is some Cedric Noel from his new album Guides on CFRC 101.9 FM. Thank you.
Thank you.